Let's read on. Who for one morsel of meat sold his better? Verse 17. For you know how that afterward, when he will have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. With tears, he cried. But he could not get it. It was too late. It will not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. These twins of this revival is referred to severally as the spirit of Christ and the antichrist spirit, all in the church. Or the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. It's also referred to as sheep and goats. There are sheep and goats, wheat and tares. All a description of the two groups of people, supposedly Christians in the church of Jesus Christ. The revival started. There was revival in Ephesus. And in that valedictory speech, this is what Apostle Paul spoke. It will happen. It will happen. Even in this ministry, it will happen. It has happened here before. It will happen here before. Praise the Lord. I mean, it has happened here before and it will happen. I am expecting it. I am ready for it. I have confronted it before and I will confront it again. I have tried to let everybody know in this ministry that I did not come into the ministry because I'm looking for an association to join. That is why you don't see me. You know, all these years, you've not seen me with any enter message pastor. I designed it that way to make it clear that I have a business to face and I don't want to be distracted. I'm not looking for friends. Don't come near me if you are not ready to go to heaven. I have made it loud and clear before everybody. A lot of ministers that want to associate with me here, instead of looking at the word, they are looking at the anointing. But I'm wiser than that. I'm a very focused person. You're not a believer of the word. And you want to be my friend. Can two work together except they be agreed? I'm coming somewhere. This element of revival, I will come down. Here, all of us, here. I will say some things. Some people will not like it. But some will love it. It's true. I don't preach to please everybody. After all, there are some people that say there is no God. So nobody can please everybody. Satan is in the opposition of Jesus Christ. So we expect opposition. I'm just trying to tell you. Amen. The truth is this. I say it has happened before. And it will happen again. When they want to start, they will station ministers. They are always starts from ministry. You know, when you catch the top, the other one, small one will... to go. If a spirit of fornication want to come into this church, if you see it happening in the congregation only, then you never catch them. If you want to catch, it will come to the overseer. If I have girlfriend in this church, or even outside this church, first and foremost, I will not preach against fornication, except I am the highest hypocrite. I can't preach against what I'm guilty of now. Instead, I will justify it. If not, the girl is hearing me, she will not go agree. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So when we are talking about women, that day, I spoke it generally, but I'm telling you, I am preaching what I am practicing. If I am your father, my relationship with you should be the relationship of a father and a daughter. And it should not go beyond that. Amen. Don't go beyond that. Why should you cook food and come and give me? Don't you know I have a wife? You shall be cook past my wife. If not, be something they look for. What do you put inside that food? He do not catch me in Jesus' name. When they bring in Nigeria, they chop up. There are some gifts. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why will a woman want to buy cloth for a minister of God? Now pants he come buy for you. Now underwear he buy for you. How you take no the kind underwear where I like? Praise the Lord. And I'm telling you that is the truth. I told you one time, I said, a young girl here asked me some few years back, after I preached like this, he said, Daddy, do you mean not even small you lost against any sister? No, just the feeling. And I looked at her and I laughed. Amen. He said, why? The reason she's asking is because of you move from one church to the other. Maybe she's mixing with some other ministers that have tried to also, you know, one sister told me of a brother that anytime he meets, he impressed in the look. And I told her, and I am not lying, church, I want to go to heaven. Listen, I told her, I said, I am not lying. When I see you, any sister I see in this ministry, that you are my member, I am your pastor. The way I feel towards you is the same way I feel towards my sisters, the same father, same mother with me. That is the kind of feeling I have for you. Why should it go beyond that? And I'm here trying to teach you righteousness. What am I teaching you then? Is it a social gathering? No. I am not like the Catholic priest that come and take a vow of perpetual celibacy. And yet, in the convent, they are there having all the nonsense they do there. I am not like that. Who forced you to go to that convent to take that vow? Willingly, I offered to serve in the ministry. If I want to go the way they want, then I drop microphone. Then I sit down in the congregation and be a religious person. But if I'm going to be a pastor, then I'm supposed to be here teaching you the way. Showing you true righteousness. And true righteousness is not by opening Bible to show you. It is by both teaching and leaving it for you to copy. You are not fit to be a minister if you are not converted. That's why you must first be converted before you become a minister. Nobody will be a general when you have not been properly trained to lead the army in a war front. You must be trained with experience in warfare. If not, you will carry soldiers to the battlefield and the enemy will kill all of you plus you on top. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 20. Now in Acts chapter 20, this is the way Apostle Paul put it. Let me read it from verse 29. Amen. Okay, let me read it from verse 26. This is how he put it. From verse 26. Wherefore, because he was departing from them, And this was his valedictory speech from verse 25. Let's go to verse 25. And now, behold, I know that you all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Wherefore, I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I have not shown to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take it therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. Now verse 29 is my emphasis. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Because he saw it in a revelation that it will happen. It will happen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Once the revival starts like that, Satan will come and plant his own people. They will rise. They come very humbly. Rise. Then they occupy positions. After they have occupied positions in the church, then they begin to strike. They begin to strike. When this ministry started, none of us knew where God was going to take us to. It happens in every ministry, that's why I can say it now. We were just about 1 year plus. And suddenly, one mighty prophet gave a revelation in Zaria. Thus said the Lord, Boboye, you were there. Before you know what? Amen. That God say, I should hand over the church and go back to my business. Now my business was suffering because I have decided to go into the ministry. And God didn't call me to be a pastor. In the presence of in the minister's meeting in Zaria, well, he said some other things. Some of us are not people that just receive prophecy and act. You must discern it. And he made some other statements that confused me. Boboye was sitting by my side, and Boboye immediately we closed. Boboye walked to me and said, sir, I hope you are not going back to Lagos to act on that prophecy. That is contrary to what God showed me. I said, you people are walking by prophecy. I am walking by faith. Praise the Lord. You continue to be seeing visions. See what you want to see. I love to serve God. And what I'm doing, I'm not doing it because anybody appointed me to it. Listen, church. The enemy hijacked it. And all manner of things started going around the whole country. Then, the people that mattered in the church now sprang up and began to sow seeds among the people. I tried to be as humble as at that time. You will come to this church and you will spend 3 months, you will not know who is the pastor of this church. Everybody just come with emphasis, it's not a man, but God. And God was coming down in our midst. And those that were pushing forward as the gifted ones, before you know what, they were turning the people's heart against me. I didn't even know. It was much later, but maybe some few years after, that Pastor Thomas was even telling me that they had a meeting. All the ministers had a meeting that they should step me down and then get themselves another pastor. And then he was in that meeting and he stood up and said that, listen, God showed me that this is the angel to this church. I will not be part of what you people are doing. Well, I didn't know that that is what happened, but all I knew was that something was happening. And they were keeping the members away. They told the members that as long as Brother Moses is the pastor of that church, none of you will prosper. So will you stay in a church like that? Among ministers that you have faith in. So 1 year after, I went to that same church because the man prophesied that the church will break. He said he see the church break into two. And then he said I should hand over, that whether I hand over or not, the church will break. So that is where I got confused. Then I said, it's okay, since the church is destined to break, let it break in my hand. Praise the Lord. So 1 year after, I went to that same meeting and I told them, and the man was sitting down there, is the most respected prophet in the entire message in the north there. Very elderly man, I have a lot of regards for him. He has told me so many prophecies that have come to pass, but he has also told some other prophecies that have been very, very confusing. Amen. And then I came back there to say, well, you remember by this time last year, so prophecy, I said, well, I have not handed over and I don't intend to hand over. I just wanted you people to know that I'm still the pastor and I will continue to be the pastor. I said, the reason is this. You said if I hand, it's because of my business that the ministry, because of the ministry, my business is suffering. By your revelation, prophecy, you are telling me to choose between serving God and the business. So I have decided to choose serving God and let the business suffer. Secondly, you said the ministry is destined to break. Whether I hand over or not. So I decided to hold it, let it break in my hand. Thank you very much. I go sit down. Praise the Lord. When I came back, amen. Those that Satan have planted there, knowing the future. That prophecy came knowing the future of this ministry. It was not God that spoke. Time has proved otherwise. Praise the Lord. No wonder. So that I will not be jumping there for prophecy anymore. God raised up prophets. What I'm looking for in Sokoto is here in Sokoto. Yeah. So that nobody will confuse me. And also, you don't use gifts. Amen. To establish the things of the Spirit like that. Bring back everything to the Word. There are tests. So they start from the top. That's what Apostle Paul was crying. He saw them coming and scattering the church. Scattering with what? They will also raise up and begin to counter the things that Apostle Paul was establishing. And please, there are ministers in Bride Assembly that don't agree with what I stand for. They are here. Praise the Lord. They are in this church. They are the ones going behind and subverting your faith. They are there. So what do you do? Why are you still leaving them? Didn't Jesus say, let both grow together? He does the separation by himself. Is it everybody we started this ministry with are here now? Hallelujah. You may be listening to me. This is for your own good. Enter message, pastor. There is a trend that is going on in the enter message circle. You will have members of your church that you are supposed to be their pastor, but their loyalty is to another pastor in another enter message church. Many of them, that is the problem they have. The reason is, the man that is the pastor is not sure of his calling. He has nothing to confirm to the people that he is called. So, he invites some respected preacher from another church from somewhere Who comes and lifts him up before his congregation? Oh, you see, you have a great man here. Do everything to support him. He is so wonderful. The Lord showed me, if you disobey him, you are not going to heaven. So, anything that man does, they report to him. Then he is the one, when there is fight, they will invite him, he will come and settle them in the church. Now, church, listen. This is what is going on. And before you know what, those ministers who have a stronghold of your members, now when you do anything, they will tell them, get out of that church and go to brother so's church. They try that in this ministry. When one brother from Port Harcourt, I was bringing him up and he thought he was my ogre. In humility, I was bringing him up. I was the one that insisted he became a minister in my former church. He walked with me also when I saw the grace of God upon his life, because in my life, if I am in position to lift you up, I will lift you up. And he started his pastoral work before my own started. He started his own 1996. I started this one 1998. So he thought that I will look up to him. He is a teacher. And I believe in a five-fold ministry. And I thought that if I am an evangelist, then he's a teacher. Then we can be organizing and then he will come here. I made him to write a book that Bishop Oyedepo lifted up and told everybody, if you want to know what the Antichrist is, I recommend this book for you. I was the one that edited that book. I was the one that sponsored that book. I wrote the preface of that book. All to lift him up. I introduced him to be my brother and everybody here in the church. Then he took advantage of that. When there was a disagreement. And before you know why, he was tearing the ministerial board into two. That is how they do it. I'm telling you now, enter message, pastor. You are the reason why I'm saying enemies of revival. And before you know what, we had two groups of ministers. One loyal to him, and another one loyal to me. When we hold meeting, I will see what is happening. Anything that happened, they will write to. And before you know what, if that one was saying that it is wrong for women to stay in the church and cover their hair, I say no, in your church, they can open me here. They will cover. If any of your members is coming here, tell them to cover. And then he, a whole teacher, he has been in the ministry before me. And one day I told him, I said, come, am I answerable to you? What's your business? Face your own ministry, let me face my own. He got angry. Praise the Lord. He was now subverting. One day he wrote piles of letters to distribute to those his gang. And unfortunately for them, the person that brought the letters brought them to me. I opened it without looking at it. I thought it was my letter. It was when I read the first one, I said, this is not for me. I took interest, I wrote it. All he was telling them is, your pastor is taking you people to hell over this hair covering thing. He's not a teacher. He's an evangelist. He's misleading you people. You stay in that atmosphere, you will be dead. You will know nothing. I was reading it. And I passed it to the ministers. I said, take from Pastor Enoch. I gave them. Then I called him. I said, the letter you wrote to those ministers mistakenly fell into my hands. Then I told him, I said, let me tell you, if you want me to see something, if I don't see any revelation, if it is a revelation, my church will never see it. You are wasting your time. Same man again. Before I know what was happening, the conspiracy was going harder, the way it is done in all other churches. And whatever you sow, you will reap. As you would that men should do to you, so also you must do to others. Because I am aware that that same pastor, now another higher man who is a chief apostle to him, is the one now controlling his church. I understand that a prophet in the church there one time committed something, either fornication or something like that. And then he suspended the prophet, and then after 3 months, he restored him back. And the big chief apostle in Lagos called him and said, I heard that you have restored that brother. He said, he had to put him away until the day I tell you to restore him. From Lagos, they are controlling Port Harcourt. What you sow, you will reap. Praise the Lord. Anyway, as soon as I found out, I said that nonsense must stop. I called the ministers concerned. I stepped them down. I said, from today, you cease to be ministers in this church. They brought out the thing where are they suppressed because of Christianity. I'm a soldier man. One of them is my in-law. And he was the associate pastor. My in-law, my wife's brother. Praise the Lord. I didn't tell my wife what I was going to do. It was when I told her I finished, I reached out, I said, your brother is no more pastor in brothers. What happened? He is sacked. And then that group ganged up. They are GO in Port Harcourt. Told them they should go to Shomolu and worship. That was when they started going with all manner of damnable, all manner of things. I chased them away. Praise the Lord. They were among those rejoicing when the bulldozers came and demolished this church. Hallelujah. But I am using it to tell you, test their ministry. Are planted there to cause confusion, to distract us, to keep us, get us fighting. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It happens in every ministry. Comes in various ways. I'm just using some of those I know to let you see reason to watch and pray. Watch and pray. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, read it up to verse 23. He said, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. They are wolves. Wolves. And in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, read it there, where he says that, but there were false prophets in the wilderness now, also among the people. He said, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who probably shall bring in damnable heresies. One of the things that killed the revival in the end time message was suddenly somebody woke up with a revelation that seven thunders have been revealed. That was the final blow that hit the end time message revival worldwide. Joseph Coleman in America rose and said that he was in the toilet and the voice spoke to him or something like that, that the seven thunders have been revealed, and that thing went with an anointing. Then before you know what, because we are supposed to be one, enter message pastors, they will just write you, brother, can I come and share something with your church? Of course, your brethren now come. Once they land, that church must break into two. Are you people still here? The thunder has been revealed. And they cause confusion. So, maybe you will hear the language. When you say you are in the message, the next thing that you hear somebody will ask you is it thunder or non-thunder? That's maybe some of you have had that question before. That is it. You will hear it. Once you say you are in the message, the first thing, because he wants to know whether you are in their side or on the other side. There are two groups, thunder and non-thunder. We are non-thunder. We don't believe the thunder has been revealed. Now, but there are some that believe that thunder has been revealed. And what is it? And when I came into the message in 1990, that was the question I was asking. It was a common thing because that was a period the thing was hot. I have visited some of the churches where they said that revival was on. There's a one I visited in Asaba. You may be watching us now because the pastor calls me regularly. And he said that was back then. I visited and I was asked to preach there years back. I stand to introduce myself, praise the Lord. If you mention anything about Brother Abraham, and Brother Abraham said, before you say what Brother Abraham said, they will all jump up. Yes, sir. Shut up, my son. Hey, sir. Come on. They will stand up from the congregation. You will see one sister. I didn't know. I thought he wanted to come and fight. I didn't know. He just called. Then you go back. I said, what did happen here now? Amen. Very lively people. Oh my, cha, 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 cha. They did not allow me preach anything that day. I'm telling you, they did not. Because, and there were over 500 people that gathered there. And then, I will now shout, this is how I saw the message. And then, they brought the message. They said, God has sent us a messenger. Yes, sir! Blah, blah! They will leave their whole seat and come to the altar. Then I would say, okay, you may be seated. You may be seated. And they remember, waiting at the talk before they... And when I asked them, you said thunder has sounded? Yes. What are they saying? You find out nothing. Answer me now. Oh, you're a chicken. You can't understand. Tell me what he's saying now. Oh, you don't know? You're a chicken. That's a chicken. You're not an eagle. It was nothing but a spirit to kill the revival. Now, in the midst of that, can a sinner outside repent when you come in their midst? No. What if it thunder? Then it was from there they reduced the thing now. Nobody was preaching from the Bible anymore. You go to the church, they are reading the sermon books of William Branham. That is where the thing started. When you invite a preacher, he will carry a bag full of sermon books of William Branham. In this message he preached in 1963, in page this, paragraph this, he will open it. And there they said, finally it resulted to that. He said, this Bible is not my absolute, but the sermon book is my absolute. He said, before this sermon book came, we had the Bible. Now that the sermon books have come, we don't need the Bible again. See what the devil does? Can that save any sinner? No. Can that bring any stranger to come back again when you invite them to the church? No. That is how Satan planted tares and destroyed the revival that was going on in the message. Using false preachers. Praise the Lord. Yes, now. And Apostle Paul mentioned some names. You say me, I didn't mention names. I'm going to mention names. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14 to 23, Apostle Paul mentioned their names. Hermanius and Philetus. Concerning their teaching on resurrection, the resurrection is past. And thereby overthrowing the faith of many. If you say resurrection has taken place already, then what is our hope? When we are all waiting for the resurrection. When that is what is keeping us, giving us the faith to suffer. Because we know there is a hope. If there is no more resurrection, then why are we suffering ourselves again? If thunder has sounded, then what is remaining? Because by the time thunder has sounded, salvation is over. It is the same spirit. Joseph Coleman. Many of the churches are bound here in Lagos. Many of them. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14 to 15, he mentioned another name. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil, for he has greatly withstood our words. When a priest will come and twist it. When a priest will come and twist it. In all the places that Apostle Paul went to minister. That's why Jude, verse 3 and verse 4, he mentioned, for there are certain men who crept into the church unawares. That's why he said, we should earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. 2 John chapter 7 and 2 John verse 7 up to verse 11. He says, for many deceivers have entered the church world. Has entered the world. Deceivers. That's why he warned in 1 John chapter 4, the first 6 verses there, where he said, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because even now, 1 John chapter 2, verse 18 and verse 19, even now, there are many antichrists. What is the ministry of a tear? Why is a tear planted in the church by the devil? He is there to choke the growth of the wheat. I'm coming to your personal self now. Why is he there? He is there planted by Satan to choke you. If you notice, the farmer, if you don't go to weed, there is a weeding time after planting. Because after the rain fall, grass will grow. And church, listen, the grass grows faster than the real maize that you planted. Because it has a ministry. He's there to disturb the real one that you planted. That is why farmers have weeding time. But they never stop. If you weed it, the root is still there. It will still grow. But you have to keep weeding. Why? Their ministry is to stop you from growing. That's why I say, don't associate with anybody that will not help you grow spiritually. When you see people complaining against you, the spiritual woman, the spiritual man, it is those tears that will come and tell you, you want to show off, Abby. Not only you. Since you begin operate gifts, we don't see your back again. No. Even the way the worker don't change. Because this, because that. And before you know what, they set you up. They cook one gossip like this. Throw it on you. That the shame will go catch you, even though you are not guilty. Why? To kill you. It's the ministry of a tear. It's the ministry of a tear. They're everywhere. Even here, they're here. Even here, they're here. They're here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Once you start to fast and you see somebody come to you and say, brother, you fast too much. It's a tear talking to you. What thing concern you with my fasting? No, why should somebody come and tell you fast too much? Then find out from that person, okay, how am I to fast? You discover in not a fast. Which one you they do where you want to make a copy? Praise the Lord. Anybody that visits you, and by the time he leaves, you don't feel uplifted spiritually, don't let that person visit you again. After service, you see people who begin to speak against men and women that God is using here. It's because they don't want you to have faith in them. They cook up all manner of stories. It is their ministry. They are theirs. Planted there. And that is their work. You have to resist them by refusing to take heed to what they are saying. Expose them. Report them to us. If anybody say any negative thing to you, note the person, make sure you know how well. Come and report to me. We shall set up a board of inquiry to find out why he tell you that thing. It's true. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the ones that are truly from the water spirit, they operate differently. I've told you, brother, as soon as you begin to manifest a grace and you see a lady coming close to you, before you know what the woman says, I want to be your prayer partner. I have prayer requests. Now you, as you say, you feel deliver me. Now only you, as you say, you feel deliver me. Amen. Bring that woman to my office. Bring the woman to my office. You go tell me why he said now only you feel deliver. So okay, do the deliver in my office here. Praise the Lord. Sister Uncle, that brother that will tell you to come for vigil in his house, you don't know he's targeting something. By the time you fall, he messes you up. He's happy. If Jordan say them be. And all of a sudden, where you sit down, JJJ for church before, no man come meet you say he won't marry you for bride assembly. Now when you begin to operate one gift, they'll begin to come. Sister, I saw in the spirit. Hey, go and pray first. So it may be that gift Satan is sending to kill. He will raise your hope, raise your hope, raise your hope, then strike. Pow! By the time you recover, now that time you go know. My mama say we know they marry from NBC. So we know if he marry. There are tears planted for that purpose. The summary of it all is this. He said we should watch. Watch what? How can you watch when you don't know what you are looking for? Anything that does not edify you in your relationship with anybody, whoever that person is, including your pastor. Then inform your pastor, change that church. Go to another place. There are pastors that kill gifts. They kill the anointing. We shall come to that as another point. An enemy of revival. They are in the scriptures. Everything I teach, we have it in the Bible. He said, watch and pray. Play. I have said it. Look, prevention is better than cure. Sister, don't pick a brother to be your spiritual partner in anything. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Can we rise?